the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we've had some god-awful primetime games so far this season. And I thought tonight's contest would be the pinnacle, as we've got the lousy Jets in prime time going up against the New England Patriots. But I think Tampa, New Orleans may have taken the cake, Lundy.
Oh, that was as lopsided as I have ever seen, especially for a game that was so ridiculously hyped. Oh, here we go. The 240-somethings gonna battle it out. The GOAT. I mean, that's really what it was. It was a goat taking a crap in the middle of the field. That's what it was, as Tom Brady looked absolutely awful. The Bucks looked absolutely awful. And Drew Brees dissected them like a surgeon. That was a hell of a performance by Drew Brees.
Steady hand. I would like to have him on my team in a game of operation. I'll tell you that much. It was ridiculous what he did. I think having Michael Thomas back certainly boosted the confidence of this franchise as a whole. But yeah, just complete annihilation through the wind and the rain there in Western Florida. So hopefully tonight we'll have a little bit more of an entertaining contest between the Patriots and the Jets. New England laying 10, Lundy, and the total's at 41.5, according to Sports Insights. 55% of the public spread tickets right now on the Patriots, and 54% of those tickets on the under from the public. Give me a pick on the side and give me a game score prediction, por favor.
Well, Brad, I'll tell you this. I feel a lot more comfortable about the point total than I do necessarily the spread, because I've got it 24-14. I've got it right smack dab on that 10-point spread, but I do like the under. I mean, look, come on. These two teams have combined for a grand total of 2 wins. They're 2-13 together. It's Joe freaking Flacco, for crying out loud. I mean, I just don't know how the Jets somehow wake up their offense. I don't think that happens. And, you know, but at the same time, I don't think the Patriots have really shown me anything. So I think I feel good about the under. I think they come in about 3 points underneath it, as I said, 24-14. But that puts it right smack dab on the point spread. So I'm probably going to stay away from that minus 10 and worry about the point total instead.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. They cover tonight. I got a feeling. It's going to happen for the second time this season. They're going to, you know, ride that hot streak, extend it to two covers back-to-back. Flacco is refried ass. But I believe that this game is going to be much tighter than people expect. I think it's going to go under. I got a 20-13 New England. So give me the Jets plus the 10. If you want to get on that action and all kinds of other action out there in the sports universe, you got to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, because this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And to celebrate that Sunday action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. This weekend, there's plenty to lay down some chips on. And if you want to get in on the Masters, you want to get on the NFL, if you want to get on college football, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook with all of the unique promotions they offer every single day of the Masters tournament there in Augusta, Georgia. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover up to $100 when you use the promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this godforsaken Monday Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go and kick things off. Cameron Newton, been a bit of a disappointment, really post-COVID. He has gone south in a hurry. 209.5 pass yards is the total being offered right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's gotten juiced up a little bit. It's at minus 125. Still think there's some value there on the under, as Cam Newton has done this repeatedly this season. I think he's only gone over this number once or twice on the year. Look, shockingly, he's quarterback 9 right now at adjusted completion percentage, but QB 31 in air yards per attempt. The cupboard is very bare at all the major receiving positions. Jacoby Myers, though, showing a glimmer, a flicker of hope to at least be respectable in regards of catching the football. I got James White, but I expect a heavy dose of Damian Harris here, and of course, Cam Newton's got to make some plays with his legs. I stayed away from the rush yards prop on Cam, which is at 47.5. I think that's a good number, but I think he's going to tuck well under this total, though. The Jets have allowed 8.1 pass yards per attempt and 288.8 pass yards per game, but Cam, a shell of what he once was with the Carolina Panthers. Fade or follow, my under 209.5 pass yards for Mr. Newton.
Yeah, he's holding that shell up to his ear, hoping to hear some sort of good news right now. I'm actually going to fade you on this one, Brad, because I've got him at like 212. I think he just barely sneaks over this number. I think it winds up being a little bit of a surprise game, and they do actually try to get him to throw the ball a little bit more, maybe try to see if there's any kind of rhythm that he can get into. Could be completely wrong. His rhythm might be like me trying to dance at a wedding reception. But I do think that he does just barely sneak over this number, like 212. 213, probably a bet that I would stay away from, but for the purposes of the FTN pod, I'll give you my answer and I will fade. I'll take the over.
Wham, bam. No, thank you, Cam.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on and pour ourselves a bowl of chowder with Jamison Crowder. And it's 4.5 receptions is a line. It's getting juiced up just slightly. It's at minus 118 on the over, and that's where I'm going, as he's going to be back in the lineup after dealing with a groin injury the last couple of weeks. Yes, it's Joe Flacco, but I believe that Crowder is going to be the apple of his eye, a player when he's been on the field this season, 46 targets in 4 games and smashing the over on this total in each of those 4 contests. Clearly operates most often out of the slot, which means he's going to see a lot of the Jonathan Jones in coverage. For the New England Patriots, who's given up a 1.70 yards per snap mark and a 60.5 catch rate to his assignment. So Crowder, I think this is like probably a usual 6-7 catch, something like 50 to 60 yard kind of game for him. Decent if you want to put him in your DraftKings showdown lineup because of the PPR element. And for the devices of this selection on the sports betting side, I think he's going to get comfortably over. So fade or follow me over 4.5 receptions for Jamison Crowder.
I am following on this one. I do like the idea that he's not only going to hit this over, Brad, but I think he's going to do it comfortably. And that's in part because, you know, you look at Joe Flacco trying to go out there. I know we'll talk about him here in a second, but if he's got to try to find somebody to throw it to, Crowder might be the only guy that he trusts. I mean, you start to look down this roster, you wonder exactly what the Jets have going on at the wide receiver depth. And it's kind of Crowder, and then it just sort of, you know, it falls all. It's my favorite sound effect on today's pod, by the way. Have you been able to tell? It's kind of how my mood was at the end of the day yesterday. But I just think it's Crowder, and that's about it. And so if that's going to be where the volume is, that's where the receptions will be. So I will follow and take the over.
Crowder, it's good for the soul.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's just you against the house. It's just a game of more or less, over or under on some of your favorite players tied to the Monday Night Contest or the full upcoming Week 10 NFL slate. So all I got to do is use the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up, and you get a free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And it's Joe Flacco. The former elite quarterback, can we say that? No, probably not. Of the Baltimore Ravens, of course, with the Denver Broncos, and now with the Puddle Jumpers of New York, inserted into the starting lineup with Sam Bradford out with a shoulder injury. The line here is 210.5 pass yards, and I am under. I'm not touching this. I know New England has, you know, been more generous, more charitable than we've seen in the past to opposing signal callers. They have given up 8.6 pass yards per attempt and 228 pass yards per game. But this is Flacco. and the Jets. And sure, having Jamison Crowder back helps, but what I feel is going to be a scrum of a matchup and a low-scoring affair, not a whole lot of shootout appeal here, evidenced by the 41.5 point total. I think it's going to be right around 195, 200 when it's all said and done. Two of the last three quarterbacks that have gone up against New England have indeed hit the under on this total. So fade or follow me, Joe Flacco, 210.5 pass yards on the under.
Brad, can you be considered elite when you're only owned in 1% of Yahoo leagues? No, this is an under for me as well. The last two games that Flacco started, the team combined for a grand total of 10 points, and he didn't crack 195. That was his high watermark, and that was against Arizona. So, no, it's not going to happen tonight. Even though, as you said, the Patriots have been a little loosey-goosey the last couple of games, I just don't think this is the one where all of a sudden Flacco looks like the guy that rode the hot hand all the way to the Lombardi Trophy. That's just not who this guy is right now in his career. And going up against New England on a Monday nighter, nope, not happening. Belichick will keep him in check, and Flacco stays comfortably under.
Elite ineptitude? Maybe.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to a running back in this game, and it's Damien Harris, a former Alabama slammer, 48.5 rush yards, and I'm going to take the over. I think this is a mispriced number, to be honest with you, London. One of my favorites on the board. You know, I handicapped it for our fantasy football show, the Fantasy Football Hour, which you can check out on MSG, Nesson, and Altitude, and of course online every single Thursday on demand at ftnfantasy.com. And when I, you know, threw together our odds, because I have to do them in my own head, I had this in the low 60s. That's where I thought it would be, especially with the Patriots as a heavy favorite, but it's only 48.5 at DraftKings Sportsbook, and that's why, indeed, I am on the over. Harris with a 2.73 yak per attempt so far this year. He's got a pair of 100-yard performances. New England getting considerable push in the trenches, and you look at the New York Jets, you can shove their defensive linemen around. They've given up 4.39 yards per carry, 98.1 rush yards per game, and 7 rushing touchdowns in the running back position. A handful of plowshares have indeed gone over this total against them this year, and I think Harris is going to tack on. Fade or follow my over, Damien Harris, 48.5 rush yards. Again, at a little bit heavier juice, minus 125 right now, but I think it's worth it.
Well, right now you're looking at a guy that at least we thought was going to wind up being the featured back for the Patriots. Now, I will say this, featured back and Patriots do not usually find their way into the same sentence. It is a little bit hard to predict, but this one I like, Brad. I agree with you. I would have expected this number to be a little bit higher. In 3 out of the 4 contests that he's posted numbers this year, he's gone to 100, 58, 102. So, you know, even at his low mark of 19, that was against the Broncos in a not very spectacular game, and the Broncos had been doing a good job of slowing down the run. The Jets are not in that same kind of category, so I think that this is something that he comfortably hits. I believe he could actually be there early in the third quarter, and you're already ready to cash your ticket, so give me the over.
Yeah, hammer it on Damien Harris.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, my favorite wager on the board. It's really 1A, 1B between this one and the Harris over on rush yards. But sticking with the New England theme, Jacoby Myers, who right now is the number one target of Cam Newton, 46.5 receiving yards on this one now at minus 118 at DraftKings Sportsbook. And, of course, I'm going to take the over on this total. He's gone over comfortably in consecutive matchups. And as I mentioned before, the New York Jets have given up an 8.1 YPA, 11th most fantasy points of wide receiver position, 13 wideouts. 13 have gotten to at least 47 receiving yards against this secondary, whether he's lined up against Brian Poole in the slot, though Poole's been pretty good in coverage, giving up just a 64.7 passer rating, or outside. I think Myers, through sheer volume, I expect maybe an 8, 9, 10 target game, sails past, again, this 46.5 receiving yards proposed number. Fade or follow the over, Myers, 46.5 yards here. Good, sir.
You almost talked yourself into a minus there instead of a Myers. No, we're taking the over on this one. Yeah, I like this. I think that, you know, again, this game itself does not have a lot of star power to it, not a lot of, you know, well-known names, which is part of the reason why you and I were talking about the under in terms of the point total. But Myers is a guy that has emerged. He's probably somebody that you snatched up in your fantasy league trying to, you know, maybe just squeak your way through some COVID injuries or bye week still in, but I think this is a solid one for him, and 46.5, pretty solid number for him to be able to jump on. Brad, let me throw you a bonus question.
Let's do it.
Plus 200, just because it's Belichick, plus 200 on Burkhead to score an anytime touchdown. You in or not?
Yeah, that's a 2-1 odds. Sure, why the hell not? I throw an Andy Jackson on that. I mean, it is Belichick, Bezelchek. You know, he's going to slap you across the face with some cold bologna. You know, if you think it's going to be Damian Harris, it'll wind up being Rex Burkhead or James White or somebody else in this rotational backfield. So, yeah, plus 200, why not?
I saw that number and I thought, you know what, that might be worth just because of the inconsistent questionability of Belichick and his backs. I might have to take that one tonight.
That's why we call him Bill Bezelchek, because he is certainly a devil in a hoodie, no question about it. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me, at Noisy Jevas. Follow Lundy, at Nate Lundy, and drop us a rating and a review. It really helps out this show considerably. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNBets.com, and FTNDaily.com. This week only, use promo code MASTERS. Again, promo code MASTERS. You get 20% off your subscription at any one of those three sites. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.